And just taking a moment to find a comfortable chair and just sitting with your feet touching the floor, both soles of your feet on the floor. Finding a comfortable posture, so feeling the weight of your body on the chair. And then lengthening through the spine, all the way to the top of the head. And so this sitting yoga will bring our awareness to our fingers, hands, and forearms. So if you can place the palms of your hands on your thighs, on the top of your thighs. And just give yourself a moment to let go in the body. So just letting go of the shoulders. Just let them drop down and back. Using the back of the chair for support, but keeping that length and openness through the spine and upper body. And so just getting a sense of your whole body here from your feet. Just feeling the placement of your feet. Feeling the weight of your legs. Just adjusting if you need to through the legs, hips. Getting a sense of how you're feeling just in your body right now. And also observing the movements in your mind. And if you can just bring your mind to be with your body. So keeping your mind together with your body rather than letting the mind go off into the past or into the future. And if you haven't already, if you can very delicately close the eyes. And just allow yourself to feel the movement of your breath through your body, the in-breath and the out-breath. And it's just an observation, so feeling the upper chest expand as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just letting go, let the whole body start to release and open. And simply observing how your body responds. And if you can bring your focus, your attention to your hands. The warmth of your hands. And so energy flows from our inner heart down along our arms, out through our fingers and hands. And just allowing that whole upper body area to be as open as possible. And if you can bring your awareness to your wrists, how does each wrist feel? If the mind starts to go elsewhere, just bring it back to be with your body. And just enjoying the space to be as present as possible. And if you can move your awareness up to your forearms, so from the elbow down to the wrist. And the beautiful thing is that your presence is everything here. There's nothing you need to do. And instead, just simply observe. Just feeling both forearms. This is an area where we can hold tension and a level of hardness in the body. And what does it feel like when we allow ourselves to be open to even more harmony? And you may feel to focus in on different areas within the forearm, maybe back down to the wrists. Just feel where you're drawn to in the body, particularly just in that forearm area. Might be up towards the elbow, the top of the forearm. might be down along the outer edges of the arm, the outside. You might notice a difference between the left side, the left arm, and the right arm. And all that we're feeling, we can respond to by observing. And just enjoying the rhythm and flow of your breath. And then if you can come back down to your hands. Just feeling both hands resting on the top of your thighs. Just getting a sense of the backs of the hand, the left, the right. And there's a beautiful delicateness that our hands get us in touch with. The absolute delicateness of the body and the being. It's feeling the fingers from the knuckles all the way through to the fingertips. If you get distracted in any way, and the mind starts to go elsewhere or wander, just feel what happens when you bring it back to your body. Come back to that union of the body and the being. And just letting the shoulders drop again. Just feeling that flow from the heart down along the arms into the fingers and fingertips. Feeling how the quality of the heart can be brought to all that we touch. And if you can just focus now just on the very tips of the fingers. Sometimes you can feel the way you've been using your hands and your fingers. And particularly if we haven't been as delicate as the body actually requires. And then just let your whole body and being be in that delicateness. So coming back to the whole body. Feeling the strength in your spine. Feeling the power of your presence. That union of the body and the being together as one. And just finishing up in your own timing and taking that delicateness, that presence into your next movements.